Good morning, Asbury. Welcome, welcome. All right, here we go. We're going to go ahead and kick off service today. We've got a lot of special things in the lineup for today's service, so we really appreciate you all being here to come and worship with us today on this Palm Sunday. So if you'd all like to rise from your chairs, we're going to go ahead and start worshiping Jesus this morning. Amen. All right, singers.
Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones be plowing as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as wide and lower. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, and down of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. And out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet voice, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And out of Zion's hill salvation.
Well, we made it. We made it to Holy Week. Isn't it a great feeling to know that in this week, we will experience so many great moments in the life of the church. I want to extend a very special welcome to you and, of course, a great welcome to our visitors who happen to be here this morning. We are so thankful that you are present here to worship with us. If you would, take a moment to as the attendance pads are passed to you, to fill those out for us. We'd like to get a record of your attendance this morning. And I have a couple of announcements to share with you. First, I want to highlight some of the important services that we'll have this week. On Thursday night at 6 o'clock, it'll be our Monday-Thursday communion service that'll take place in the sanctuary. Friday night is our Good Friday service, which will be at 6:30, and the choir will be leading us in music and worship, and it'll be a great evening for that. Saturday at 10 o'clock, it's time for the Easter festival, so bring all the little kiddos, and they get to have a bunch of fun to find those eggs, and of course, Easter morning. We are very proud to be gathered here. One thing I want to point out is there will not be an Asbury dinner this week, but Bible Basics will be meeting as well. So let us stand and welcome one another in the name of Christ.
If you want to start making your way back to your seats and remain standing, we're going to go ahead and continue worship this morning. Not yet, Terry.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again.
Say it again. I'm forgiven. All voices.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned.
You are my king. Sing it, you are my king. King.
You are my King. Jesus, you are my King.
Amazing love.
Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
Amazing love.
Amazing love,
I know it's true.
It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I will honor you.
In the quiet, in the stillness, I know that you are God. In the secret of your presence, I know there I am restored. And
no one else for me. crucify to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
Amen. You may be seated. We would like to now invite the children up for the children's moment. And let's give our puppet ministry a big round of applause. They've got a really special gift for us today.
Hello, children. How are y'all today? Today we have a very special guest. Can you clap your hands to welcome my friend? Is Jerry a donkey? A giraffe?
No, I'm a donkey.
Well, Jerry. Jerry, why don't you tell us about your experience?
My owner brushed me and led me inside the city gate, tied me to a tree, and left.
Your owner just left you there?
Yes, he's done this before. He always comes back to get me, though.
Okay, well, what was different about this day?
Two men came into the city, untied me, and led me out of the city. After walking for a while, we came to this large group of people, and one man climbed up on my back.
A man climbed on your back? Where did you take him?
I took him back to the city of Jerusalem. So many people were walking along with us. After a while, we came to this large group, and the crowd just became excited, and they were shouting. People were just jumping up and down everywhere.
Whoa, excited people. Well, I need three kids to volunteer. Raise your hand. Okay, you, and you, and you. Okay, let me take these. Y'all will stand up for me. I'm going to hand you a sign. Oh, sorry, just the three. So three helpers. And for you, that's a little messed up. And for you. All right, if you will face the congregation with your sign and then hold it above your head. Turn around so the audience can see. All right, so now I want you to repeat after me. We're going to read what's on the sign. So we're going to start with this one. Hosanna in the highest. Okay, I want you children and congregation to repeat after me. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Alrighty. And then this one. Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
And this one. Peace in heaven.
Peace in heaven.
And glory in the highest.
And glory in the highest.
Thank you. You guys can be seated. These are some things that... What? Oh, Jerry. Oh, let me help you with that. Let me have that. Oh, did these people shouting, did that frighten you?
Yes, it did. All of the people in front of us moved to either side of the road, took off their jackets, and laid them on the road.
Wow.
The people of the town were there too, but they had palm branches that they laid on the road. All of this commotion to welcome me back home.
Really?
I'm one very special little donkey.
Well, Jerry, you are pretty special. But you know what you experienced was because of the man on your back.
Oh? Are you sure it wasn't just a little bit for me?
Well, Jerry, you're very special. But you had the task of bringing that man to Jerusalem. Kids, do you know who was riding on Jerry's back? That's right. It was Jesus. Jesus is God's son who came to save us. And Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem that day is why we celebrate Palm Sunday. Now, if you guys will join me with me and repeat after me, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today.
Thank you for
Jesus' journey
into Jerusalem.
And his sacrifice,
and his sacrifice,
so that we might live today.
So that we might live today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bye, Jerry. We'll see you next time. All right, kids, if you'll head to the back of the auditorium.
Another round of applause for our puppet ministry, right? Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Bonnie. Let us go to God in prayer. Holy One, today is a very special day. Special for two main reasons. Special because we mark that day that you did ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. And special today as well because of those young people who are confirming their faith this morning. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for Annalie Brown. We pray for Ben Cogbell. We pray for Austin Flynn. We pray for Connor Gustafson. We pray for Allison Mitchell. We pray for Lauren Tucker. Pray for their mentors and their families as they mark this profound occasion in which they confirm their faith in you. Such a marvelous thing to see. Marvelous thing to be a part of. And we are a part of it because we are their support system. The church seeks to help others confirm their faith, strengthen their faith, and grow it to unseen heights. We ask for your blessings this morning in this place, as we worship you, as we hear your word, that we would change our hearts and respond to your grace. Now we pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers come forward to pass our offering bags down the aisles, may we reflect upon those 2,000 years ago when those palms were laid on the ground before Jesus. And we reflect in our hearts, what would we put on the ground before Jesus if he were to ride on a donkey down this aisle? My hope and prayer is that we would give our all. Now let us bless our morning offering. Holy God, we bless these gifts. We ask that you would use them for bearing fruit in your kingdom, that your Holy Spirit would help them grow, that we would strengthen the life of the church, strengthen the bonds of where you will be a blessing to so many. Ask this in your holy name. Amen.
The soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see a man condemned to die on Calvary. Was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns on his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. down the Via Dolorosa, all the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
Por la Via Dolorosa, triste via Jerusalén, los soldados le abren paso a Jesús. Mas la gente se acercaba para ver al que llevaba aquella cruz. Por la Via Dolorosa, que es la Via del Dolor, como dijo, vino Cristo Rey Señor. Y fui el que crucificó su amor por ti, por mí. Por la Via Dolorosa al Calvario y a morir. The blood that would cleanse the souls of all men made its way to the heart of Jerusalem. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
What a video to usher us into Holy Week. Yes. Come to that time where we will share with the reading of our scripture. And of course, this is turned off or something. Sorry, folks. One day this will all be fixed and we'll be happy. Until then, we will suffer together. Amen. Scripture comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40, and I invite you to read along and to listen as the words are read aloud. And my hope is that these words will rest upon your hearts and your minds. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Let us bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I want to take you back, take you on a journey to 1993, Thanksgiving Day. It was the Dallas Cowboys versus the Miami Dolphins. And it had been snowing, the field is covered in the best of white snow, because snow is white, you know. There's 15 seconds left on the clock. And Miami has a chance to win the game by kicking a field goal. So they kick the ball. The Cowboys are able to block it. Several Cowboys are excited and celebrating, except for one. Leon Lett, 290 pounds, barrels towards the ball, almost grabs the ball, and he slips in the snow, pushing it forward, and the Dolphins recover it on the 1 yard line. And then they kick the field goal, and they win the game. For those of you who don't know the rules of football, Leon Lett didn't have to do anything. The ball was dead. But because he touched it, the ball came alive, and the Dolphins could take advantage. That was a game-changing move for the Dolphins. You know, those moments in sports, they excite us. They fill us with emotion. But it's all the more powerful when game-changing moves are made in real life. And that's what happens in this story. The story of Jesus riding on a donkey for the first time into the city of Jerusalem. Picture it. The tension is rising. The atmosphere has thickened. We are in a trajectory towards the climax of this Jesus story. There are just a few days left of Jesus' life. Here comes Jesus on this donkey with only the clothes on his back. People waving palm branches, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." Direct counter to what should be done. Because that honor is to be for a king on a grand white horse, a king with a wonderful robe falling back, with jewelry around his neck and rings on his fingers. But no, this homeless peasant is the one who rides on a donkey in victory to Jerusalem. Now, Jesus makes game-changing moves, but that's not what Jesus' purpose is. Jesus' purpose is not just to make the moves, it's to change the world around him. And that's what he wants us to understand. Right now in the other service, there are several young people who are confirming their faith for the first time. They're standing alongside their friends, with their families, in the community of faith, and they're with us in spirit. And they're proclaiming in front of everyone that they have faith in Christ. And that from this day forward, they will serve with their prayers, their presence, gifts, service, and witness. It's a wonderful testimony. But guess what? It's just the start. They're making a game-changing decision. But that game-changing decision leads for their world to be changed. Because God wants the same grace that will work and transform their hearts to transform the world around them. That's what we as Christians do. That's what we as people of faith do. Live our lives in a manner where we can change the landscape around us. I remember my confirmation. It was a powerful moment for me. I was standing alongside my friends as well. Had my parents behind me. The church was packed. Pastor came to each one of us and asked us those important questions, and it marked an important occasion that I can look back on, think about. Many of you in this room went through that same experience and can recall how blessed you were from it. You know, when I think of people who have made game-changing decisions, who have also tried to change the world around them, I think about a great man who lived in San Salvador, and his name was Archbishop Oscar Romero. And he was archbishop at a time where the government was being very oppressive towards its people. They were being violent, attacking. They were wanting to rule their day. And many priest friends of Oscar Romero were preaching peace, preaching for the violence to stop. And soon those same priests started being attacked, some even killed. And it changed Oscar Romero's perspective. He could no longer be silent. He could no longer sit on his hands, so he started preaching about peace, all the injustices that had been done. And there was one Sunday morning in 1980, after he had given a sermon on trying to have the soldiers in San Salvador, speaking to them as Christians, to stop the violence. When he had gone to the communion table, and he raised the chalice up to bless it, he was shot and killed. Think about that for a second. An archbishop shot while blessing the very sacrament of one that symbolizes and represents the very death of Jesus. His testimony gets spread throughout the land and the world, and people become aware of what this man stood for peace, advocating against injustice. And 250,000 people came to his funeral. And it marked him as a martyr who stood for peace and for justice. Now we think about the example of Jesus. We think about the example of Archbishop Oscar Romero, and we go, I can't be like them. I'm inadequate. Something to remember is that they are in an environment which is threatening. We don't know how we might react if we were under oppression. We might act like them. Give of our very lives for the sake of the gospel. Maybe there are those in this room who feel a call to go and helping those around this world who are under persecution because of their faith. Whatever the case, I promise you, I tell you a promise Jesus says we must do. We must give of our lives in one way or another. It may not be the ultimate sacrifice, but Jesus is clear. We must give of our all. We must give of everything. In the name of Christ, who did those wonderful things, in the name of all those who gave their lives, we can at least follow what Jesus was trying to get through our heads. So, we must love our neighbors. We must speak the truth. We must advocate for peace. We must love our enemies, and we must pray for those who wish us harm. Those are the things Jesus wants to sink into our hearts. We are to make game-changing decisions, and we are to change the world around us. Many times we think about all the ways we can help the world, all the things Jesus have asked us to do. And I include myself in this group. Sometimes we just don't do it. We just don't do it. But when Jesus rides on that donkey, when I picture his face is focused. His face is focused on the end goal of transforming us. So what will we do? Will we think about it all day long, or will we put ourselves in action? Will we act in love towards our neighbors? Will we act and advocate for peace in the midst of a world that loves war? Will we speak the truth when it needs to be spoken and aired out when wrong has been done? Will we love our enemies and pray for those that would do us harm? My brothers and sisters, we are to help transform this world. And we can either help transform it, or we can sit on the sidelines. But when those people who were surrounding Jesus as he rode on the donkey, they were just as serious when they shouted, "Hosanna." Will we shout, "Hosanna"? Will we proclaim the name of God? Because just like Jesus' times, the words and actions of Christ are contrast, just as they are today. Jesus' words and actions do not mix with the messages of today. So will we advocate? Will we shout Hosanna? And will we go do and be a Christian? May we go forth in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. as the praise band comes back up to lead us in our final song. There is an altar, an altar rail right here. Maybe it's time to recommit your focus and strength towards being and doing as a Christian. Or maybe you want to commit that for the first time. Come forward this morning. And let us stand as we sing to God. Wednesday to help represent that we are dust. These are the same branches that declare God's praise. If we don't declare God's praise, the stones will. Isn't that what he said? But let's praise God because he deserves it. Let's go forth and be the example Jesus Christ has set. Amen.
Everything I once held dear, count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you.
Hey, yeah.